The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Wines du Jour here at the Americana at the Lake. That would be Desert Shores in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, brought to you each week and bringing great information about good foods and good wine on each and every episode. Thank you for your inquiring emails from your home country, from all around the world, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Baja California, from Italy, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house specialist audience is both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started, so they're going to be pouring wine as we speak. Not special guest is the executive chef and partner. Partner here at Las Vegas at this new restaurant, Steve Blandino. Been a good friend for about 14, 15 years. So it's good to see he actually got his own restaurant and he's coming around and making everything happen. Remembering also that we'll discover lots of good information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines Du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. And Wines Du Jour, food and wine radio broadcast, is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and War Radio. Unbelievable. That's all these places all around the world. And on several worldwide internet systems around the globe. We're also available on podcasts and free iTunes. You're listening to Wines Du Jour, your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines Du Jour. Remember, a real meal without wine is called breakfast. Absolutely. So Chef Blandino will be in a few minutes to talk with us. We're out at this new restaurant. The name of it, of course, is Americana at the Lake. Desert Shores is just a little bit west of the downtown Las Vegas area. And this is a restaurant by a different name for quite a while. However, Steve has been cooking in Las Vegas for probably 20 years. We'll find out the exact amount of time when he comes as guest. But just remember that he really knows what he's doing. He was the head chef at Charlie Palmer's REL in Mandalay Bay for quite a number of years. Charlie Palmer also has a second restaurant in Las Vegas. It's just literally next door to Mandalay Bay. It's called Four Seasons. And in there, his steakhouse is called Charlie Palmer Steak. It's not steakhouse. It's really kind of strange, but it's kind of unique, and the food there is superb. The chefs that he hires are very, very talented. They always get along with each other. It's just really a pleasure to know Charlie Palmer and all the different restaurants he has. He also moved his family from New York, where he originally came in the restaurant business back in New York City, and he opened the first REL. He now has two, of course, the second one being for about 20 years here in Las Vegas. But the if you want to wait and go see him up in Healdsburg, California, that's north of the Bay Area, the wine country, he built a house there, moved his family there because he wanted his boys to grow up at a school that was something different than what they had in New York, which I guess that. And it's been going on for a number of years. They're out of school, going to college. It's really a very, very success story for Charlie Palmer. And he also has a couple restaurants there in that Healdsburg area. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this restaurant here, and maybe we'll have a chance to meet Chef Blend. We'll be back to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines Du Jour.
Gonna believe each hotel,
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hello, CRN listeners, this is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roos Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roos Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
Oh. Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at Desert Shores, which is west of downtown Las Vegas. And the brand new restaurant, Americana at the Lake, is the name of it. The owner and partner has been a friend of mine for a long, long time. His name is Chef Steve Blandino. What a great name. And what a great chef. You're going to find out this evening because he's done some really neat things put together to pair with the wines that we have. And I just want to mention the wine that we do have because that's what we do each week is we feature three wines. And tonight we're actually featuring not only three wines, but each one is from a different winery. It's kind of unique, something that we normally do. And then the food, of course, is something that the chef and I put together all the time each week to pair with the wines, and we talk about it on air, and everybody here, we have about 40 people that are happy and thirsty and drinking a little bit of our first wine, which happens to be 2015 Pinot Gris from the J. Vineyards and Winery. Now, today, you may or may not have heard of it. It is a winery that you should know about. It is a California winery, of course, and they have a number of very good wines. Tonight, this Pinot Gris is pretty good. It retails for about $15. No, $20, sorry. About $20. Pinot Gris, and if this was in Italy, which is where Pinot Gris originated, it would be called Pinot Grigio. So when you get into California or in the United States or other parts of the world, they kind of drop the name a little bit, Pinot Grigio to Pinot Gris. That's the very same wine, whether you're in Australia or if you're in Italy or here in the States. It's the same exact grape that regardless of how it's called. Now, one of the unique things about the Jay is that they have what we affectionately refer to as a Stelvin closure. Okay, that sounds pretty technical. Let's just call it screw cap. That's what really everybody calls it, screw cap. But it's really the official name for it is Stelvin closure. And there are so many people, even today, and this has been, the Stelvin closures have been around for about 15 years now, and people still don't seem to believe exactly what I'm about to tell you, and that is that just because it has a screw cap does not mean the quality of the wine is not as good as if it had a cork. Now, almost every winery around the world has one or two of their wines with screw caps, and the reason that they don't have more of it is that the equipment is fairly expensive. You think, boy, a screw cap would be less expensive than a cork. Sounds good, but to put the cork in the bottle and or put the screw cap on the bottle needs different equipment, and it's kind of expensive. Once you've got it and got it paid for, you know, it's not your home. Once you've got it paid for, it's a great place. Get rid of that mortgage. Well, the same thing stands true with the wine industry when it comes to bottling. Bottling is a very expensive portion of the cost of a bottle of wine because the economy is expensive. And you find this small wineries that do, you know, just say 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000, even 15,000 cases of wine a year, which is not very large, believe it or not. They sometimes make arrangements with an existing winery to use their bottling equipment when they're ready to bottle. So they bring their juice over to that winery and run it through the bottle line and get it bottled, labels put on, corks put in, or screw caps put on, and pay a fee for doing that rather than having their own place. You know, the business is an expensive business. It doesn't seem like it because you look at the bottles, all those bottles in the wine store, and you think, oh boy, you know, that's not such a big deal. But you start putting wine together, taking the grapes out of the field, going through the process of fermenting and all the things that we go through to get it ready to put it in a bottle. And then, just as an example, one of our wines this evening has three, it's our next wine, which is a Chardonnay. It has three different Chardonnay vineyards. The grapes came from three different vineyards. They're all Chardonnay. There's no difference. You don't necessarily on the label because it says Chardonnay. What they do is those vendors pick the grapes from them and bring them to the winery. They process them separately, and after they're ready to be bottled, then they're blending those three to find out what the recipe is on how much that is going to go in the bottle. And then you and I just open up a bottle of Chardonnay. It wasn't a big deal. And that's the way a lot of wines. In fact, many, many red wines use 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 different varietals blended together to form whatever they want to put in the bottle. Sometimes they simply call it a red blend. Other times you might call it, as an example now, Cabernet Sauvignon, and maybe 70 or 75% of the juice in that bottle is Cabernet Sauvignon. There may be 5 other varietals that they have 3%, 7%, whatever amount to get the taste the winemaker is looking for. Now, I just need to make a comment about that because so many people think if the what's in the bottle isn't 100%, and I'm using Cabernet as an example, if it's not 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, it's not good. In other words, if they've put a blend, put other varietal juice in with that Cabernet to come up with a taste, it isn't as good a quality. In fact, that's probably exactly the opposite because so often, and the French started out with Cabernet Sauvignon, and they put a little Merlot with their Cabernet Sauvignon, and in France, they don't need to tell you anything about that. You as a consumer, it would be you or me. They just put Cabernet Sauvignon on the label, and that's what you buy. But if the truth were known, you would have maybe 7% or 12% or 15% Merlot juice added to that Cabernet to round it off, to say, in the business. And that just means that it'll increase a couple things in most cases, and it could be any one or all of the things I'm about to mention. It could be the initial flavor in your mouth. It could be the long lingering finish when you swallow the wine that you can continue tasting it. And we've got one in particular tonight that has a very nice long lingering finish, which I'll talk about when we taste that one. And then at the same time, the juice from the different varietals create different acidity, different tannin, different mouthfeel, all the different things that we worry about in the wine business taste. And you wouldn't even know the difference. A typical consumer would just say, I like that, or I don't like that. Because all we love to tell everybody is, drink what you like. If you don't like it, if you love it, it's good. But if you don't, that's okay too, because everybody's different. Drink what you like. That's an important thing to remember. So that's what I want to make sure that you understand. It's Pinot Gris. Is increase earlier. It's with a lot of different students, and that's how they want to pay attention to. One of the things I like with PBRE, well, there's a couple. I love halibut with PBRE. At home, a lot of their local market, and they buy halibut, and they'll grill it, they'll put it on the barbecue, they'll fry it, they'll do all kinds of different things with it, and it's pretty tasty stuff. It has texture, juice, put them together and pour it over the top of the halibut, and it's very good. It's just as you buy it. Yeah, if you start a day, that's probably what most people do, and that's okay. But you might want to like it a little bit, Chardonnay. You'd be amazed at the difference. And all we're trying to do in the food and wine business is to make them meld together as best as possible. So that's a good thing. Now, our first J. Pinot Gris 2015 dimension. Let me talk to you about the food that the chef has put together. Now, this is an Americana restaurant, but he has, believe it or not, sashimi, a little Japanese sashimi. That's what's sitting in front of you as our guest, except for one, of course. And that sashimi is nice. It's a little bit of avocado. That sashimi. And I threw on also ponzu sauce. Everybody's familiar, I hope, with ponzu. You can buy it at the grocery store in a bottle. You can heat it up and put on a lot of that. So if you're not familiar with ponzu, you should because it's a very, very popular sauce. But the ponzu here was very with this. Beautiful. I haven't tasted it, but I can tell you the smiles on the people in the doggone good. And then if you'll also taste it with a little bit of that and good during that. And then the sheen is on the appetizer portion of at Americana. And it runs about $18. So that's not overly expensive. Everything here is fresh. I mean, fresh. That's something I remember when I first met Chef Lantino. I know that all of them whatever it might be, piece of fish, he measured that it was great. Cooked meat, or is a better word. So it has to be fresh or it's too fresh to probably smell it. No, that's not either. Incidentally, speaking of smell it, I have a lot of people in my classes asking me about what I'm about to tell you. And then go into your local store, wherever you buy your fish and seafood, you can smell your seafood, turn around and leave. People smell fish. It's not fresh. If fish comes out of the water, stream or lake, or to your wine than corks do. Now, I know that sounds wild, but let me just kind of explain it to you before we have to go to our break. Have you ever heard of corked wine? C-O-R-K-E-D, corked wine. Well, corked wine is wine where, just as an example now, if you're in a fine dining restaurant, the sommelier comes over, brings a bottle of wine, opens it up, puts the cork in front of you, you know, like they normally do, and most people say, what do I want to do with that cork? And the answer could be, doesn't have to be, but could be, you're going to sniff it. And if you can smell something, that's a good thing. But if it's a negative smell, then obviously you probably have what we call a corked bottle of wine. So the next thing to do would be to smell the wine in the glass that the sommelier poured an ounce or so into. And if you can smell something other than wine, you want to tell them, I think this is corked. And what's going to happen is one of two things. Either he or she is going to taste it or smell it, or you're going to get another bottle. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Come on. We got to get back on the air. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. And let me tell you, finally, Chef Blandino has a break. So he's come over to spend a little bit of time with us, and we'll talk about him and his new restaurant. Chef, thank you very much for sharing your hospitality and allowing us to come in here and taste some of your food and enjoy the hospitality that you created. But you've done a lot of remodeling.
Yes, we did a lot of remodeling in here.
Yeah, the rooms, the main dining room, the room that we're in right now are just absolutely perfect, I think. If I had a restaurant, I'd like to do it too. I like the flooring. that you have in here, because it's simple, but it's also something that you can keep clean without an awful lot of work.
Absolutely.
You know, and of course, work means labor, and labor means dollars and cents. So anything you can do to cut back on costs when it comes to maintenance for a restaurant, everybody's interested in that. Tell us a little bit about, how did you get in the food business? You've been in a long time.
visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas.
And about the restaurant, so that's a good thing. Now I've looked at your
Droid, Smart TV, and
a couple other options to pair with the food that's coming up next. And speaking of next, I want to talk about our Chardonnay. The Chardonnay that we have today is, I think, a very good one. One from a winery that you may not know too much about. It's called Talbot, the name of the family winery, Talbot Family Wines. And the wine is Chardonnay.
It offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch, just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelins, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Boy, I have to tell you, this wild salmon ain't too bad, is it? And when you take a sip of this Chardonnay, they pair together very, very well. You know, we get spoiled here on Wines du Jour because it seems like for all the years that we've been doing the show, I don't think we've had one or maybe two wines and food that didn't pair very well together. Most of the time, by far, they pair very good. And why is that? Well, I have to take some of the credit, but I can tell you that the chef at the restaurant that we're featuring that particular week is the one that puts the food together, and they do a beautiful job. I send them all the information, or the wine tasting information, if you will, what the wines are going to be that we're featuring and all the details that I have on them, what the alcohol percentage is, how they taste, what they go with, in my opinion, and so on and so forth. And then they decide what they're going to put together and allow us to taste. And we get, just so that you know here, we get about 3 to 5 bites of food to go with each one of the wines that we taste. This is not a meal. We don't come here for a full dinner because we have 3 different wines that we're tasting. So that makes a lot of difference. Okay. This Wild King Salmon with the fingerlin potatoes and so on is just absolutely delicious. I think he's done a very, very good job in that sauce. Is a killer. It's actually a Buna mushroom sauce, which is, believe it or not, orange color as opposed to brown. And it is so tasty. and goes so well with Chardonnay. And as I mentioned earlier, Chardonnay doesn't go with – a lot of Chardonnays don't go very well with food, but this particular Chardonnay does. And something I don't think I mentioned about this particular Chardonnay from the Talbot family of wines is that it also has a screw cap or Stelvin closure on it. Maybe I should talk just a moment about Stelvin closures versus corks. I know I mentioned a little bit earlier, but I didn't go into much detail. It turns out that over a 10-year period, the wineries, because they were all concerned about screw caps and the public's perception of them, they would taste and trial the wines with a screw cap and the same wine in a different bottle with a cork and put it away together and keep them together for a period of time to see if there was a difference in the taste after a year or 2 years or 5 years or even all the way up to 10 years. And it turns out that, not talking about an inferior cork, you know, I talked about corked wines a little bit earlier, but just talking about regular corks that were used, they found that if there was any difference, the Stelvin closure wine actually had a better taste than the one with the cork. Now, or it was the same, and most of the time it was the same. So that just means that don't be concerned about seeing a bottle of wine with a Stelvin closure on it and say, oh, I don't want to buy that. If anything, it might be the other way around. And I could tell you that most wineries all around the world have gone to Stelvin closures and recognize how important it is. However, there's an exception, and that's because of the perception of consumers, and that is the high-end, finer wines that you're going to lay down for 5 or 10 years before you drink that cost $50 or $60 or $70 a bottle probably are going to have a cork, because the people that buy and drink those wines generally have the perception that screw cap's going to ruin the wine. Which is wrong, but that's just the way the perception is. That's just something that you need to know. So even if it has a screw cap, don't let that affect you at all. In fact, you may lean towards screw caps in the bottle as opposed to cork, although I'm not bad-mouthing cork. I'm just saying cork has an opportunity to have some faults in it where screw caps do not. So I just thought you'd like to know that. Okay, we're getting ready to go to our third wine. Our third wine is Cabernet Sauvignon, and I have to tell you, it is so tasty and so reasonably priced that you can't believe that it is that price. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. It's from a winery that you may not be familiar with. I said that earlier. This is a 2014 Chateau Souverain. And Chateau Souverain Chateau Souverain Winery is from California, just like the other two wines that we have this evening. And the Cabernet Sauvignon is the 2014 vintage, which means, for those of you that may not know, means that that's the year the grapes were grown, 2014. It's against the law. And nobody ever even thinks about doing it, and that is to put 2013 in with 2014 juice or 14 and 15 or whatever the case may be. If you're going to put a year on the label of your bottle, it has to be 100% of the juice in that bottle that was grown that particular year. That's pretty simple, but it's very important to know. And it's also the law. That's just the way it works. So you need to know that. Okay. Chateau Souverain, very good. We like the wines. We like the wines. And the price on those wines is, believe it or not, about $12 retail. So if you like this, and I think you should, this is one to go search. And what the heck do you have with things like red wine, Cabernet Sauvignon? Well, I'll tell you about that and what the chef has put together when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here on the final segment on Wines du Jour, and we're tasting this beautiful Chateau Savarin 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon. And boy, I have to tell you, for $12 a bottle, this is a steal. So if you're looking for a bargain, write down Chateau Savarin, that's a California wine. 2014 is the current year that they have on the market, and Cabernet Sauvignon, the most popular red wine in the whole world, and this goes so well with the chef's choice. I told you I was going to tell you what the chef put together to go with this, and wait till you hear. As soon as I can find the paper that I wrote it all down on, I can let you know. It is, believe it or not, braised. And it was braised all day long. In other words, it's a long, slow, low temperature, short rib.
Yes!
Yeah. Now, people ask me all the time, what goes with Chardonnay, with Sauvignon Blanc, when it comes to food? And I've written down some of my favorites, and you can do whatever you want. It goes with a lot of things. You know, red meat in particular, in general, pork and beef, for sure. But ribeye steaks, you put that on the grill with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper on the grill, take it off and have this Cabernet with it, you will be in seventh heaven. Of course, short ribs, that's what we're having with our wine this evening. Mushrooms. Now, There's all kinds of mushrooms on the market. I hope you have your choice when you go to the store, besides that white mushroom, which they should just leave in the store or leave in the field. It doesn't really taste good, doesn't have any nutrition. I don't buy them. I don't recommend them. But brown mushrooms or Italian browns or whatever, and all the other different mushrooms are excellent. Take them home. Do not wash mushrooms, please. Don't put them in water. That's a silly thing to do. Brush them with a brush. You have a fingernail brush, you got a vegetable brush, anything. Just brush whatever's on there. And just so that you know, the dirt that might be on the mushroom is not what you think it is. Everybody thinks it's excrement from an animal. No, it is not. Hasn't ever been since about 1950. So it's just regular old soil or dirt, if you want to call it that. But I just want you to know that. Don't wash your mushrooms. It's just, and let me tell you why. You put them in water. Mushroom is very porous, and it absorbs moisture. So you put them in water, they fill up with water, and now when you go to saute them, all you have is a wet, soggy mushroom. Not tasty, not good, and not fun. So brush them and go ahead and put it, and you'll be in good shape. Okay, another thing, what I like to do is make a stroganoff with mushrooms. It's really good. You get three or four different mushrooms and so on and cook a stroganoff style. It goes great with hamburger. Now, wait a minute. It's not just plain old hamburger, but if you have Gruyere cheese, the flavor of Gruyere cheese on your hamburger, you got to go. Okay, got to go to a break? No, we got to go home, I guess. I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour. We've had a great time here at Americana at the lake. And I hope you, if you've enjoyed us tonight, listen to us next week. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my website, leskincaid.com, or my Facebook or my Twitter for current updates. Also, I need to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour from the left coast, from the east coast, from all around the world on the internet. From Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.